The Fort by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Robin Bowerman. Excerpt of letter from the Massachusetts Council to Brigadier General Solomon Lovell, July 2, 1779. You will, in all your operations, consult with the commander of the fleet that the naval force may cooperate with the troops under your command in endeavoring to captivate, kill, or destroy the whole force of the enemy there, both by sea and land. And as there is good reason to believe that some of the principal men at Majabagaduce requested the enemy to come there and take possession, you will be peculiarly careful not to let any of them escape, but to secure them for their evil doings. We now commend you to the Supreme Being, sincerely praying him to preserve you and the forces under your command in health and safety, and return you crowned with victory and laurels. From a postscript to Dr. John Calf's journal, 1780, concerning Majabagaduce. To this new country the loyalists resort with their families, and find asylum from the tyranny of Congress and their tax-gatherers, and there they continue in full hope and pleasant expectation that they may soon re-enjoy the liberties and privileges which would be best secured to them by the British Constitution. Letter from Captain Henry Mowat, Royal Navy, to Jonathan Buck. Written aboard HMS Albany, Penobscot River, 15th of June, 1779. Sir, understanding that you are at the head of a regiment of the King's deluded subjects on this river and parts adjacent, and that you hold a colonel's commission under the influence of a body of men termed the General Congress of the United States of America, it therefore becomes my duty to require you to appear without loss of time before General McLean and the commanding officer of the King's ships.